younger, Bill. I was proud to be an American today.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. I didn't even realize anything was going on until I talked to my parents, and my mom telling me, oh, I'm watching the riots on TV. And I said, what riots? And she says, down in Washington, D.C. So I put the TV on, and yeah, it's something, you know. They went in there, and no graffiti, nothing destroyed, nobody hurt, but yet they had to shoot a Trump supporter. The Democrats, of course, are going wild, whereas how many months, 6, 8 months, we had communist mobs going through cities, setting off bombs, killing people, attacking people, burning down buildings. They didn't have much to say about that, over.
KO4FE, KB2DMD returning. No, they sure didn't, Bill. And in fact, Heidi just told me the lady that got killed she was stationed in San Diego. She was a 15-year Air Force veteran. So, I saw a lot of rioting. I saw a lot of people that deserved what that woman got and not get it. And this poor soul, unbelievable. We tuned into InfoWars, Heidi and I, at 12 noon, like we do every day on HF, on 12.160 WWCR. And, obviously Jones was there and, his crew. And he had a fellow on the, news reporter, just manning things back at the main station. And so he was giving us a blow by blow, throughout the thing, Bill. And then all of a sudden, they're storming the Capitol, they're tearing down barricade, and then this just in, the Capitol has been occupied, the Congress has been evacuated, they heard over one of the security guys' radio frequencies, we've lost control. I thought, holy mackerel, this is like 1776 in real life. This is just amazing.
KAHJOY Friday.
Hey, Bob, coming in about 20 over. Heard anything from Jesse? Is he down there?
Well, I know he's down there. I sent a couple text messages, and I got set up to be a lifeline in case he needed either bailed out or rescued. Because I have a friend in the Capitol Police, but I've not heard from him yet.
Well, I hope nothing has happened to him.
Yep, I heard Larry in here in the beginning, so I started putting together Netlogger for tonight.
Sounds good. It's funny. Well, we can get into it once the net goes on, but the reaction of these Republican worthless traitors is amazing.
Yes, sir, it is. Well, it's 2202. Are you on board, or did you want me to take it?
No, go ahead. You're ready.
All righty. Well, I was, Jesse wasn't sure which way it was going to go, so I will be happy to unless you want to.
No, take it.
All righty. Well, let me do the opening credits. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now. And since the year of 1974, which was started by the one, the only, W1WCR. This is the area net, not the pyrite net. Current events and radio topics are welcome tonight on the real and the great Liberty Net. I'll open by the Pledge of Allegiance, and then I'll do some CQs. As I said, I know Larry is there, and I know Bill is there, and I know Richie. So I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. As I said, I know Mr. Larry's standing by, Mr. Bill and Mr. Ritchie, so CQ, CQ, looking for additional check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net.
Did you get KK4WX?
Yep, Russell, you're a little bit low, but KK4WX, good evening. Well, it's pretty light. My noise level is 5 and you're just a 6. So you're kind of light into the net, over. Well, I will call on you. I've got you as number 4, KKWX, KK4WX, KJY. CQ, CQ, any additional check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net?
You sound okay, Russ. You make it in.
KG0RSA, I'll be sitting here listening.
Alrighty, Mr. Moe. Of course, you know I'm going to check on you just to make sure you're awake and you're with us, but KD0RSA, KHOY. I'm going to start off with, and the two of you were talking about it, with the article from Epic Times. The woman who was shot inside the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday has died. Metropolitan Police Department said. A police spokesman told news outlets that the woman died, but declined to provide any more details on her identity or what happened. The U.S. Capitol Police didn't return a request for information. Speaking to reporters in a press conference earlier in the day, Washington Police Chief Robert Conti III confirmed one person was shot, but said other details weren't immediately available. That incident is under investigation, and we don't have anything else to provide for this time. Washington Mayor Muriel Brower, a Democrat, added. Video footage showed gunshots being fired after protests entered the Capitol on Washington on Wednesday Avenue. A joint session of Congress in one clip. A shot is heard ringing out as the woman is climbing into the Speaker's lobby just outside the House chambers. So you know she was shot by Capitol Police. Another video showed the aftermath of the shooting. We had stormed into the chambers inside, and there was a young lady who rushed through the windows. A number of police and Secret Service were saying, "Get back, get back, get down, out of the way." She didn't heed the call, and as we kind of raced up to grab people and pull them back, they shot her in the neck. Police officers rushed in wearing riot gear and escorted others who were part of the group out of the building, the man said. He was staying outside the Capitol during the interview. So, as I said, the young lady was shot by, you know, either the Capitol Police or the Secret Service. I'm sure she was unarmed. Had she been black, there would have been a real crap storm. She was a white girl, so, of course, we're not going to have any aftermath because, you know, it's just a white person. I don't understand. I watched it. The media kept on saying about how despicable and how horrible, all of these protesters, but they didn't burn any buildings down. They unfortunately did break some windows. Some got a little aggressive. I think the president's speech kind of fired them up, but I didn't hear any of those same people talk about how despicable and how bad the rioting and protesting was. And even Joe Biden got on TV and just condemned this and condemned that. But if you remember correctly, he never condemned all the rioting and the burning, especially the burning of the St. John's Church. So, of course, it's the Republican Trump supporters. They're despicable, but the Antifa and BLM was not despicable. Kind of a shame. With that being said, I'll give it to Mr. Larry. N4ROQ, you're number one on my list. KAHJOY, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Good to hear everyone. Sounds like the band's pretty good shape there, so knock on wood and hoping it stay that way. I'm just going to go with the USA Today. Some things in there. Looks like Iran is boosting its uranium enrichment. This is from Associated Press. Dubois, United Arab Emirates, Iran sincerity plans to enrich uranium up to 20% at its underground Fordo FORDO nuclear facility as soon as possible, pushing its program and technical step away from weapons grade levels as it increases pressure on the West over the tattered atomic deal. The move comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the U.S. in the waning days of the administration of President Donald Trump, who unilaterally withdrew America from Iran's nuclear awful deal that Obama and Hillary signed after they took them up. A plane load full of a dollar, probably $50, $100 bills full of it. Millions of dollars. It should have been in there. I can't remember exactly the amount, but it was astronomical. Let's see, that set in motion an escalating series of incidents capped by a U.S. drone strike that killed a top Iranian general in Baghdad a year ago, an anniversary coming Sunday that has American officials now worried about possible retaliation by Iran. Iran's decision to begin enriching to 20% a decade ago nearly brought an Israeli strike targeting its nuclear facilities. Tensions that only abated with the 2015 atomic deal. The resumption of 20% enrichment could see that brinksmanship return. Akbar Salani, the U.S. educated head of the Civilian Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, offered a military analogy to describe its agency's readiness as the next step. We are like soldiers and our fingers are on the triggers, Salani told Iranian state television. The commander should command and we shoot. We are ready for this and we will produce 20% enriched uranium as soon as possible. Just keep saying this, Israel is listening to you there, Salani. The White House had no comment. A spokesman for President-elect Joe Biden's transition team declined to comment on Iran's announcement. Iran's decision comes after its parliament passed the bill, later approved by a constitutional watchdog, aimed at hiking enrichment to pressure Europe and providing sanctions relief. It also serves as pressure ahead of the inauguration of President-elect Biden, who has said he is willing to re-enter the nuclear deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran had informed its inspectors of the decision by a letter after news leaked overnight Friday. Iran has informed the agency that in order to comply with a legal act recently passed by the country's parliament, the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran intends to produce low-enriched uranium up to 20% at the Fordo fuel enrichment plant, the IAEA said in a statement. The IAEA added, Iran did not say when it planned to boost the enrichment through the agency has inspectors present in Iran on a 24/7 basis and it has regular access to Fordo. The parliamentary bill also called on Iran to expel those inspectors, though with a piece of Iran still hasn't decided to take that step. Salani said Iran would need to switch out natural uranium in centrifuges at Fordo for material already enriched to 4% to begin the process of going to 20%. It's should be done under IAEA supervision, Solani added. Since the deal's collapsed, Iran has resumed enrichment at Fordo near the Shiite holy city of Umm, about 55 miles southwest of Tehran. Shielded by the mountains, Fordo is ringed by any aircraft gun and other fortifications. All right. Well, it looks like we're right there, and shoot it back up there to you, Bob. Sounding good down here tonight. K-A-8-J-O-Y from N4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, K-H-O-Y. I want to just throw out, I don't know if anybody else is using a net logger. I don't see anyone else. Miss Laura is logged on and is listening, so... N2JTT, unfortunately can't transmit, but she is listening to our net. So welcome, Miss Laura. With that being said, I'm going to jump down to Mr. Bill, KO4FE, William, KAHJOY. It's up to you.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Yeah, Bob, as we were discussing briefly before the net started, isn't it amazing the reaction that you get? We had 8 months of continuous riots throughout the country, buildings, innumerable buildings burned down, tens or hundreds of millions of dollars in damage, cars damaged, people beaten, senseless. People shot, people killed, federal buildings attacked, bombs set, people shot, federal officers attacked, Trump supporters shot, beaten, mobbed, cars smashed, and the Democrats barely said anything. Some of them even encouraged these riots. And the Republicans were weak. Some of them said nothing. And the ones that did criticize it, it was weak tea at best, outside of one or two. And here we've got a patriotic rally. They went into the Capitol, no buildings burned, nobody shot, no injuries as far as I know. There was nothing thrown at the police, nobody beaten, went into the Capitol, no destruction outside of a couple broken windows that I saw, nothing trashed, no statues knocked over. And yet I'm trying to figure out whether it was the FBI or the Capitol Police that basically just opened fire. That's what it looked like to me. I mean, this woman was just part of a crowd. She wasn't even at the front of the crowd, unarmed. And it looks like I think it was the FBI that was inside the doors of the Congress who fired through the windows. That's the best I could figure out from the pictures and the video I've seen, and they just basically opened fire. But you notice there was no federal officers opening fire in any of the communist mob riots that went around the country. They were handling them with kid gloves. Well, anyway, they did kill one woman, and I've got an article here. KUSI News confirms identity of woman shot and killed inside U.S. Capitol. The woman who was shot and killed inside the U.S. Capitol during the protests was from the San Diego area. KUSI News has spoken with her husband. The woman was Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year veteran who served four tours with the U.S. Air Force and was a high-level security official throughout her time in service. Her husband says she was a strong supporter of President Trump and was a great patriot to all who knew her. The Metropolitan Police Department says an investigation into her death continues. KUSI sends our condolences to her family and all who knew her, and there's a picture of her. Well, typical of the so-called conservative reactions, we have the well-known cuck and Trump hater. I think he was the head of Red State, the Red State website. He put out a tweet. He said, shoot the protesters, waive the rules, impeach, waive the rules, convict, waive the rules, deny the ability to run for election again. So anyway, I guess the police must have been listening to Eric Erickson because they started shooting. I did see a report where it said four people were shot, but that's unconfirmed. But we do know that one patriot, a woman, a Air Force veteran with multiple tours, 14-year veteran, apparently an officer, was murdered, shot in the neck by the police. An unarmed protester who, as far as we know, had done nothing destructive or violent, is dead now. So anyway, back to you, Bob. K-A-A-J-O-Y from KO4FE.
So what should the police do when you're storming the Capitol?
Well, if you'd like to comment, please give your call.
Kilo Bravo G, Yankee Lima X-ray.
Kilo Bravo 3, Yankee Lima X-ray. I'll put you on the list and I will be to you in a few minutes.
I agree with the older gentleman that was making his comments, but you have to respect the law.
Well, again, I will get to you when we get to that point, but yes, you have to respect the law. But as the other gentleman said, during all the protesting and rioting, there was not a whole lot of law respected, and they doesn't shoot nobody. So let me put your name on the list, and I will be happy to be back to you. With that being said, I'm going to go down to Mr. Ritchie, KB2DMD, K-A-H-J-O-Y.
K-A-H-J-O-Y and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD. Hi, Bob. And, yeah, respecting the law, yeah, like you said, that's kind of a two-way street, isn't it? The law hasn't respected us in a long time. The law of the land says that we're entitled to an honest election, and we didn't get one, and all the people down there are well aware of that fact. It's a pretty proud day for me, Bob, seeing my countrymen in the field like that. You know, if you ever get a chance, read Patrick Henry's Liberty or Death speech. Because in part of that, he says, why stand we here idle? We've stood idle for a long time. And I think this has been festering for a long time. So, yeah, I applaud my countrymen down there today. I was proud. Remember that in that movie JFK when Kevin Costner's character, the New Orleans lawyer, he goes, they go into a pub across the street because they've got a TV set and they found out the president had just been shot. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of rowdies in the bar. They're saying, yeah, good. Kill him twice. That rotten Kennedy, he needs to die. And Costner says, boy, I'm ashamed to be an American today. Well, I was really proud to be an American today. I thought it was wonderful. And sort of like witnessing the American Revolution. And I'll tell you, Bob, you really have to be careful now. It's funny, you know, I was telling Bill before the net began, Heidi and I started listening like we do every day at 12 noon to InfoWars. And so we were about, you know, and then, you know, of course she fired up her little tablet computer and, you know, and then started looking at, you know, a lot of the other alternative sites for video coverage. So between InfoWars on HF and... you know, the you know, it was tough, obviously, getting anything, you know, any kind of, you know, video from D.C. because all the servers were overloaded. People were not going to Fox and, you know, all these mainstream outlets. They're looking at the alternative outfits so they can get some truth. And so it was very difficult. I imagine their servers were pretty full and But so, you know, you just kept switching back and forth, and you can get good pictures from down there and see what was going on. But then a little while later, we had to leave here for about 20 minutes, and we put on the car radio to the communist station, KYW News Radio, and it was amazing. They were putting the spin on everything already, Bob, blaming Donald Trump. It was amazing. In that short period of time already, the news that that mainstream America was getting was 180 degrees apart from the truth of what was going on. So, you know, really, if you want to, you know, good coverage on this, you got to go to Breitbart or InfoWars, you know, or their mirror sites, BAM.video or 79days.news. It's hard always getting something from them, but I'll take spotty truth over, you know, coming in real good lies and BS and spin any day. You know, I remember in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, how the Taylor machine just wouldn't let any news go through. The parallels between that and what's going on today are just amazing. Stop reporting on the filibuster. Nobody back home is getting this because one guy who ran the media was able to shut it down. They've dumped Trump's Twitter account. Apparently he's been using something else for a while. But this is unprecedented. This is a coup d'etat. So, I know I'm kind of all over the place, Bob. I'm still trying to process a lot of this, but what an amazing day. What an amazing day. I guess that's about all I got. KAHAOY, KB2DMD.
Yeah, Richie, as I said, I watched it, and there's a right-hand news broadcasting. I use that one to watch. That's a private news outlet. They run on donations, but I liked how the different people that Fox News even interviewed, and especially that Donna Brazile, and how horrified she was. Yeah, I wasn't happy that some of the people broke out and did some dumb things. But they didn't burn up any police cars, and they didn't burn any churches. But, her and that crazy Joe was just so appalled. Joe Biden even said about how, you know, we've got to come together as a nation and, you know, honesty and integrity. Well, the 38 different things that President Trump brought up about election fraud, what about that honesty and integrity? Apparently that didn't matter. So, interesting. Well, let me continue. Let me go down to Mr. Russell on his brand new ICOM IC7300, KK4WX, KAHAOY.
Kilo Bravo 3, Yankee Lima X-ray, to the right.
Russell. Well, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. I did check you off as you were going to check out, but please come back on Saturday and get that amplifier hooked up. KK4WX, KAAJOY. Let me run out to the west. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, good evening. KAAJOY.
KD0RSA, thank you, JOY, Bob. I do appreciate getting on the net. I'm sitting here listening. It's a little on the rough side tonight as far as the static. I thought the protest this afternoon was very peaceful and legal. And there was a window or two broke, and if it hadn't have been for the Secret Service or the whatever shooting that woman, it would have been a pleasant one as far as I'm concerned.
You gotta be kidding.
But, what can you do?
He's absolutely right.
They trace that gun because they could smell the bullet or barrel, and they would know if who shot the woman, if that's so desired, but they ain't going to do that. Oh, no, they won't do that. Anyway, why, it's great to get on the net, and as far as the Republicans that came out of Nebraska, and I never seen one of them stand up except Ben Sachs, and he's a communist as far as I'm concerned, and I won't vote for him again, or I probably won't vote for none of them, because we won't be able to vote from now on, probably, with the Democrats all getting in there, because there'll be a lot of cheating, because they won't straighten it out, the voting out, and they won't make every state abide by the same laws. You know that, and so there's going to be so much cheating from here on out. We have seen the very top. If you draw a circle and put Trump at the very, very top of the circle, and it's going down the right-hand side of the circle, and we'll be going down to tyranny and what have you before long because of the Democrats. So I'll just turn it back to you, Bob, and sit here and listen. This is KD0RSA, Mo in Nebraska. Over.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate you joining us and participating. KD0RSA, KHOY. Next on my list is N2JTT. She has no way of transmitting, but I did tell her that if you got something you'd like to add, she'll type it to me on the comment section. So, good evening to her. And then the gentleman that stepped in, KB3YLX. Mr. Lance, it is your turn. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, old man. I totally agree with everybody. I think the election was, like, really, really bad, and that's why I'm going to say 73.
Alrighty. Well, again, I have to say I saw where there was some breaking of windows and there was some destruction, and I think it's sad that that group went in and did that. You shouldn't break into the Capitol. But again, there was no burning of cars. It's very difficult to get that many people together and not bring some heated passions. They feel that the people's house is no longer the people's house. It is corrupt. Just like if anybody saw, and I'll use this for my next topic, if anybody saw the beginning of the 117th Congress on Monday, when Clarence, let me see, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, he made a prayer, and at the end of his prayer, he said, "Amen and a women." Now, the term "Amen," it does not mean, "Hey, Jesus, dude, you know, white power, Amen is an uttered word at the end of a prayer or hymn, and its meaning is so be it, not a male or a female. Sad that they would desecrate even the prayer. So that's why people are so angry. They don't feel it's their house anymore. They just feel that it's out of control, and even though we vote, it really doesn't look like it means anything. So thank you, Lance, for jumping in there. KB3YLX. And there was another gentleman in there that said, made a comment. If you'd give me a call, you'd be happy to give you 5 minutes. This is KJY.
Well, 73 gentlemen and old men and my brethren, ham radio operators. But yes, I am to the right of Rush Limbaugh. So I'm sorry for my diction, but I am with the brothers. 73.
All righty. Mr. Lance, are you going to stay for the next two rounds, or are you passing on?
I'm going to stay.
All righty. Super, sir. I'm at the end of the list. Let me see if I have any late check-ins. CQCQ, this is KAHJOY.
Whiskey, whiskey, Bob, Romeo, Mike.
Whiskey, whiskey, 5, Romeo, Mike, correct?
Roger, roger.
Well, it is up to you, sir. Please say what's on your mind.
Oh, okay. Nothing much here. Just appreciate you guys being there and keeping everything real, so to speak. But that's all I got for now. WW5RN.
All righty, Randall. I show you in Texas, correct?
Roger, roger. Texarkana, Texas.
You're making a good trip up here to Cleveland, Ohio, so thank you, sir. Let me see if there's anybody else before I jump up to the top of the list. CQCQ, looking for late check-ins on the Liberty, or the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard. Mr. Larry, I am back to you, sir. N4ROQ, this is KAHJOY. The door is yours.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Looks like they're trying to track down all this hacking that's been going on from the Associated Press here. It says U.S. hack of agencies likely Russia in origin. Top national security agencies in a rare joint statement Tuesday confirmed that Russia was likely responsible for a massive hack of U.S. government departments and cooperation, rejecting President Donald Trump's claim that China might be to blame. Yeah, you know, they're just guessing. I mean, if somebody says likely, I mean, I don't want to hear something before they rebuke someone else. Now, let's say, I tracked it to Russia, or I tracked it to wherever. Instead of likely, it was them. Likely, it wasn't. Who knows? The statement represented the U.S. government's first formal attempt to assign responsibility for the breaches at multiple agencies into assigning possible motive for the operation. It said the hacks appeared to be intended for intelligence gathering, suggested the evidence so far, pointing to a Russian spying effort rather than an attempt to damage or disrupt U.S. government operations. This is a serious compromise that will require sustained and dedicated effort to remediate, said the statement, distributed by a cyber working group made up of FBI and other investigative agencies. The hacking campaign amounts to Washington's worst cyber espionage failure to date. The intruders have been stalking through government agencies, defense contractors, and telecommunication companies for at least 7 months when it was discovered. Here they are doing it 7 months in our files and in all these high-tech defense contractors, telecommunications companies, and all that, and they finally found it. Experts say that gave the foreign agents ample time to collect data that could be highly damaging to the U.S. national security. Through the scope of the breaches and exactly what information was sought are unknown. The hacking campaign was extraordinary in its scale, 18,000 organizations were infected. 18,000 organizations were infected earlier this year by malicious code that piggybacked on popular network management software from Austin, Texas, company called SolarWinds. Of those 18,000 customers, the statement said a much smaller number have been compromised by follow-on activity on their systems, with fewer than 10 federal government agencies falling into that category. The Treasury and Commerce Departments are among the agencies affected, Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat, said after a briefing last month in the Senate Finance Committee that dozens of small email accounts within the Treasury Department had been compromised and hackers had broken into systems used by the department's highest-ranking officials. A senior executive of the cybersecurity firm that discovered the malware, FireEye, said last month that dozens of incredible high-value targets have been infiltrated by elite state-backed hackers. The executive, Charles Carmichael, would not name the targets, nor has Microsoft, which says it identified more than 40 compromised government and private targets, mostly in the United States. U.S. officials, including then Attorney General William Barr, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and cybersecurity experts, had previously said that Russia was to blame. But Trump, in a series of tweets late last month, sought to downplay the severity of the hack and raise the unsubstantiated idea that China could be responsible. Tuesday's statement made clear that it is not the case, saying the intrusions are likely Russian in origin. Russia has denied involvement in the hack. So I don't know if they have any proof or not. Who knows? I don't have much trust in the FBI or CIA or any of those because they investigated, they said that it was a Russian collusion for the first few years of President Donald Trump's term, and they were just trying to get him out. There was a bunch of liberal Democrats in those agencies, and they knew that there wasn't any collusion, but they were just trying to get Trump. So, back to you there, Bob, from N4ROQ Larry in Tennessee.
All righty, Larry. It's a shame that he spent his whole 4 years fighting between the collusion, between the impeachment, fighting. And now, I don't know, I feel sickened by where this might take us, but we will have to stay tuned. Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, KHOY. Down to Mr. Bill, KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY from KO4FE. Okay, Bob, well, one thing I wanted to tell Russ, if he's still in there, first thing to do is get in there to the menus and open up the receive and the transmit filters on that 7300. That makes a lot of difference. Well, here's some good news to get away from what went on in Washington, D.C., and this couldn't have happened to a better fella. Obama ally Father Michael Flager removed from Chicago ministry pending sexual abuse investigation. You remember him, the friend of Louis Farrakhan and Reverend Wright, the all-around self-hating white cuck, the communist priest in Chicago. Well, he's in trouble. Says Father Michael Flager, a left-wing and partisan Democrat Catholic priest, was removed from his role heading St. Sabina Church in Chicago, Illinois on Tuesday following revelations of allegations that he sexually assaulted a minor over 40 years ago. Cardinal Blaise Kupich, Archbishop of Chicago, addressed Flager's departure in a letter to St. Sabina's congregation. He said, "I write to share some difficult news about your senior pastor, Father Michael Flager. In keeping with our child protection policies, I have asked Father Flager to step aside from ministry following receipt by the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Child Abuse Investigations and Review of an allegation of sexual abuse of a minor more than 40 years ago. Kupich's letter did not identify the sex of the alleged abused minor, I'll bet it was a boy, or provide any details of the alleged abuse. Flager, now 71, has a record of left-wing and partisan Democrat advocacy and associations. Flager endorsed and donated to former President Barack Obama's first campaign for the Illinois Senate in 1995. His support for the 44th president was included as part of Obama's first presidential campaign. Obama credited Flager with having helped shape his, quote, moral compass, while describing the priest as a dear friend. Flager regularly advocates against Second Amendment rights in context of murders in Chicago. He has derided America as pathologicalized by racism, quote unquote. Publicity shots of Flager shared by St. Sabina's website featured photographs of the priest attending leftist events, including one of him wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and another of him speaking at a rally against firearms ownership. Flager's associations and allies include former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Jesse Jackson, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. Flager said, I don't think there's any group or religion in America that's done more for African Americans than the Nation of Islam. I feel the real problem is America doesn't know how to handle Louis Farrakhan or the truth, he said to the New York Times in 1994. Well, of course, he would support anyone who's anti-white like Farrakhan. In 2008, Flager invited Louis Farrakhan to speak at a so-called anti-violence rally in Chicago. He invited Farrakhan to speak at St. Sabina in 2019. Flager continually advances left-wing and partisan Democrat narratives via his Twitter account, bashing white supremacy, bashing Trump, the usual leftist crap. On to the election, I will say this is some good news. I don't know how many other ones are standing, but Marsha Blackburn is saying do not certify electors from disputed states before emergency 10-day audit. So at least Marsha Blackburn's making a lot of men in the Republican Party look bad because she's standing strong on the fraudulent election and opposing the certifications until a vote audit is completed. So I'll commend Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee for that. So anyway, back to you, Bob. K-A-8-J-O-Y, Liberty Net from K-O-4-F-E.
All righty there, William. Thank you. K-O-4-F-E, K-H-O-Y. Yeah, I like the comment that was made during some of the Fox News interviews about how that this isn't the way, I believe it was that president-elect guy. This isn't the way that you get things done. You go to court. You go through the legislature. The problem is the courts didn't want to hear it, and they didn't go through the legislature to change the way voting is done state to state. So he's just talking out his rectum. And I don't know how, in the event that he ends up sworn in on the 20th, I don't know how we'll ever get another election that will be not tainted. Mr. Ritchie, KB2DMD, the guy that's proud of the countryman, K-A-H-J-O and a Y.
Well, I hope I'm not the only one, Bob. K-A-H-J-O-Y and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD. Sometimes I wonder, a few unidentified comments thrown in. I just don't get it. Bob. You know, this whole, well, you know, there's the rule of law. The rule of law is gone. It's been stolen from us. I got a newsflash for these people. They stole a presidential election. They stole a presidential... Well, you know, do you know what this means? It's like you said, Bob. If this is allowed to stand, every other election in this country will be suspect, particularly if they use that software. But, they, you know, big deal. They'll change brands to some other kind of fraud software. This is the biggest... This is as big as it gets. This is like a Pearl Harbor against we the people. I mean, you know, I don't know how else to say it. You know, so, oh, well, you know, they went in and broke windows. They're not allowed in the Capitol. They're not allowed in the Capitol. It's your building. You paid for it. You own it. Yeah, I saw a picture of somebody sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk, and then they stole her hard drive. Good. I want to know what's on it. I want to see it. It's mine. It's mine. I paid for it. Heidi and me paid for that hard drive. I want to see it. I don't want any secrets kept from me, Bob. We paid our salary. I mean, how hard is this? Oh, you know, well, you have to follow the rule. Well, you know what the rule of law in this case means? You lay down, you let them put their boot on your throat, and that's it. And you never get up. You never get up again. That's what it is. So, you know, I think this has been a long time coming, and this is why I'm proud to see my countrymen down there doing something about it. Like I told Bill, if I was 20 years younger, I'd be down there too. But, you know, what do you tell people that think that, maybe, you know, I blame the sports mentality for it a lot, Bob. The whole organized professional sports thing, we'll get them next year. Oh, yeah, we lost a big game, but you know what? We'll get them next time. There is no next time. We lose this, we're cooked. I don't know what illusion people are laboring under. This is as important as it gets. So, you know, quite frankly, I don't think enough was done today, but, you know, man, oh man, I sure am proud of what was done, because I just thought everybody was going to go quietly into that good night, and now I see no. When I see a giant cross built and erected, when I see, a dummy scaffold with a noose on it, I mean, these are wonderful, wonderful symbols of liberty. This is our founding fathers tarred and feathered their political enemies. That's not a nice thing. It's not like on Roadrunner. You know, you dump a barrel of hot, boiling tar over somebody and roll them in feathers. It's not nice. You know, our founding fathers were not nice. When you threatened their liberty, they became not nice people. So what we saw today is mild compared to what our founding fathers did. Oh, and incidentally, if it wasn't for the people in the 1700s, we'd all be speaking with a British accent today. So, if you like liberty, take your hat off to them. And if you like liberty, take your hat off to the people that were in D.C. today. As far as I'm concerned, they all deserve the Medal of Honor, Bob. KAHJOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
Well, I agree, and I was in contact with Jesse because I know he went down, and I think Frank went down, and I said, here's my number, my vehicle's full of fuel, I have extra fuel in the vehicle, I have some food supplies, some water, if you need a lifeline, call me, and I will be headed towards, I had it in my GPS to head to down to Pennsylvania Avenue, but I've not heard from him, I've not even seen. I've been looking at the instant messaging on the net logger. Jesse said he was going to try to at least listen, so I've not seen anything yet. So, and yes, people needed to stand up, because you're right. If you, it's like wandering off to the gas chamber if we don't. I heard one woman on talk radio that was very good. She said, we need to change the names of the two parties. We need it to be called the Patriots and the Socialists, instead of the Republicans and the Democrats. Over.
Yeah, you know something? That's a good idea. Well, you know, hopefully everybody gets it. That's what we've got, is patriots and socialists. And on the socialist side, Bob, you can lump in all these rhino Republicans. You know, for a long time in Challenge Ministries, we've been praying as a group that God would expose the evil and expose these evil minions to the country. Well, if nothing else has happened, we've certainly learned who our friends are and who our enemies are. Over.
Yep, we did learn that. So thank you, KB2DMD, KHOY. Let me jump down to Mr. Moe again to see if he has anything to add. KD0RSA with your good signal, KAHOY.
JLY, KD0RSA. I don't have nothing else to add at the present time. I do hope that Jesse is all right and hear from him soon. But I don't have any news. I watch the TV just like everybody else. Only you guys got cable and I only get what they throw up in the air, which is totally Democrat, socialist or communist, however you want to put it. It's going into social communist right now. Over.
All righty. Well, again, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, and your signal's doing really good into Cleveland. And I'm going to say good evening again to Miss Laura and to JTT. She is listening on one of the SDRs. So, and then I'm going to go down to Mr. Lance again. KB3YLX, KAHAOY. KB3YLX, KHAOY. You still with us? Nothing heard. Let me go down to Texas. Whiskey 5, Romeo Mike, WW5RM, KHAOY.
Yes, sir. Pretty light copy. I've got static crashes here. But anyway, enjoy listening to what everybody's saying and agree with all of you. I was going to check in with you guys the other night, but maybe I did. I don't remember. I have to look back through my notes. But anyways, yeah, it's a mess. I tell you, all the criminals up there on Capitol Hill, the majority of them need to be thrown in prison. But yeah, we're ready. You know, but buddy of mine asked me if I wanted to go to Washington, D.C. with him. No, I don't need any trouble just yet, but I'm standing by. All right, that's all I got. Thank you. 10-3, WW5RM.
Thank you, Randall, WW5RM. Unfortunately, your state is getting a lot of people coming from California. They don't want to be in California, but they're going to come to Texas and not assimilate like they are in Arkansas. They're bringing all their bad ways to the state of Arkansas, and I'm sure you have the same problem. Over.
Roger. Yeah, I'm seeing that. Good friend of mine, him and his family, his father, and they moved from California back years ago. But anyway, he has a bunch of them that are.
How sad. I just don't know where, if this doesn't turn around, we definitely are in trouble. We are in trouble. With that being said, I'm at the bottom of the list. Let me see if there's any light check-ins. This is KHAOY for the Wednesday night, the Real Liberty Net. Nothing heard. I'm going to throw out a quick one. It's a little change of pace. It's interesting that this happened in the great state of Ohio. Our governor signed the retreat bill. So basically him signing this Senate Bill 175 eliminates the fact that you must retreat. As a candidate for governor, Attorney General Mike DeWine proposed Ohio's 4 million gun owners that he would sign legislation to repeal the state's unjust duty to retreat. During the last days of session in late December, the Ohio General Assembly voted to include this Second Amendment priority in Senate Bill 175, which also grants immunity to nonprofit organizations some litigation in the event an act of gun violence takes place on their premises. Governor DeWine signed on the bill and acts one of Buckeye Firearm Association's top legislative priorities. And for Mr. Ritchie, the Buckeye Firearm Association is like a spin-off of the Ohio Gun Association. Quote, we're very pleased that Governor kept his promise to sign the repeal of Ohio's duty to retreat law that forces victims of violence crime to retreat before they're legally able to defend themselves, said the Buckeye Firearms Association director. Our organization worked relentlessly down to the stretch to see this bill become law. So Ohio joins 25 other states that have no duty to retreat for those who face imminent and deadly harm as long as they are in a place that they are legally permitted to be. While this bill changes one technicality in the Ohio law, it does not change the near universal and well-established standard for use of lethal force or deadly force, nor does it give criminals a free pass to commit violence. There has been, let's see, the, where is that person that complained about, I'm trying to find her name, one of the actions against gun usage, she was complaining that, oh, now Ohio is going to become a shooting course out on the streets. No, it's not. The people that generally have weapons are responsible, and this just now gives you the power that you don't have to try to find an escape route. If you're faced with deadly force or imminent harm, you can act, which is good. With that being said, the 73 round, but you don't have to cut it short. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, KAHJOY.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Looks like Trump's doing some stuff here. Here at the end, it looks like the end of his term here. He's regarding wild bird protection scaled back. The Trump administration on Tuesday finalized changes that weakened the government's enforcement powers under a century-old law protecting most American wild bird species, brushing aside warnings that billions of birds could die as a result. Federal wildlife officials have acknowledged the move could result in more deaths of birds that land in oil pits or fly into power lines or other structures. A federal judge in August said blocking the administration's prior attempt to change how the Migratory Bird Treaty Act is enforced. But urged on by industry groups, the Trump administration has remained adamant that the acts have been wielded inappropriately for decades to penalize companies and other entities that kill birds accidentally. So, the Democrats have been, the birds are killed accidentally while they're evidently charging the companies that do it. Let's see, more than 1,000 species are covered under the Migratory Bird Law, and the move to lessen enforcement standards has drawn a sharp backlash from organizations that advocate on behalf of an estimated 26 million U.S. bird watchers. Conservationists said Tuesday that they would push President-elect Joe Biden to reverse the Interior Department's rule, which blocks officials from bringing criminal charges unless birds are targeted for death or injury. Former U.S. Bird and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services Director Dan Ash, an independent scientist, has said the change could cause a huge spike in bird deaths, potentially billions in coming in decades, at a time when species crossing North America or in our state decline. So these tree huggers are they're bird huggers too. If something happens to a bird, they want to sue a company or someone for something that might happen accidentally. All right, EPA curbs use of health studies in former informing policy. Critics say rural lucid standards will cause lives. The Environmental Protection Agency released one of its last major rollbacks under the Trump administration on Tuesday, limiting what evidence it will consider about risks of pollutants in a way that opponents say could cripple future public health regulations.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler said the new rule, which restricts what findings from public health studies the agency can consider in crafting health protections, was made in the name of transparency about government decision making. We're going to take all this information and shine light on it, Wheeler said to me, in unveiling the terms of the new rule in a virtual appearance hosted by a conservative think tank. I don't think we get enough credit as an administration about wanting to open up to satellite and scrutiny, Wheeler said of the Trump administration, which has already rolled back dozens of public health and environmental protections. Opponents say the latest rule would threaten patient confidentiality and privacy of individuals in public health studies. They call the requirement overall rules to handicap future regulation. The kind of research findings that appear targeted in the rule present the most direct and persuasive evidence of pollution's adverse health effects, said Richard Revis, an expert in pollution law at the New York University of Law. That's why we don't have any factories or anything here now. These Democrats want to shut everything down, and they don't want any kind of factories or anything at all, any kind of job. That's why we don't have any now. Trump's trying his best to get them to come back. And they're trying to get more jobs so people could have jobs to work at, places to work. The Democrats don't like that. Ignoring them will lead to uniformed and insufficiently stringent standards causing avoidable death and illness. This is a liberal saying that. Wheeler said the rule will go into effect Wednesday, just one day after its final times were made public, an unusually brief period. The change comes after hundreds of thousands of earlier objections from scientists, public health experts, regulators, academics, environmental advocates, and others in public hearings and written remarks in some of the strongest protests of recent years
over proposed EPA rule change.
Wheeler signed a rule last Wednesday. EPA declined request to release it until Tuesday. The new regulation would restrict regulators' consideration of findings from public health studies unless the underlying data from them are made public. The rule deals with so-called dose response findings, which look at harm suffered in varying exposures to pollutants or other toxic agents. Some industry conservation groups have pushed for the change for decades, calling public health studies that hold confidentially potentially identifying data about the test subject secret science. The change could not only limit future public health protections, but also force the agency to revoke decades of clean air protection. You know, clean air is great. The air now is cleaner than it's been 50, 60 years ago. And the Republicans want clean air also, but they want jobs. And they don't want to go overboard on all this EPA crap. And that's what does away with factories and any kind of all this restrictions. There's just more paperwork and everything. You apply for a building permit and everything. They probably got all this paperwork that kills their building and it kills people wanting to start jobs. So just remember, these liberal Democrat socialists are just plumb crazy on EPA stuff. So got to have someone in there that's realistic and someone that's conservative, or their policy is just outlandish, the socialist Democrat. But anyway, back to you up there, Bob.
Still sounding fine and getting that, enjoying the comments. So, K-A-H-A-L-I and the great Liberty Net in 4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for joining us tonight. Appreciate it. It's always good to hear your voice from Knoxville, Tennessee. Next is Mr. William, the 73 round. You don't have to be short. K-O-4-F-E. K-A-H-A-O-Y.
Okay, KAA-JOY, LibertyNet, from KO4FE. Okay, Bob. Well, you know, one of the most well-known liberal responses whenever the subject of race and crime comes up is, well, white people are the biggest serial killers. Everyone knows that. It's like a trope that's supposed to just shut down the discussion. Well, that's not even true. And I think I mentioned this black gentleman, Samuel Little, a while ago. And there was also another one, Coral Eugene Watts. He died in prison of prostate cancer, but he killed, I think they think he killed 80, over 80 women. Well, Samuel Little, the liberal argument can't even be used anymore because Samuel Little has been declared the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history by the FBI. Well, he died. Samuel Little, a serial killer who confessed to more than 90 murders across the country and who was serving multiple life sentences in prison, died Wednesday at a hospital in California, officials said. Well, good riddance to this piece of garbage. Little, 80, was pronounced dead at 4:53 a.m., the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation said in a statement. An official cause of death was not released and will be determined by the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office, the Corrections Department said. Foul play was not suspected in Little's death, said Dana Seamus, spokesman for the department. Correction officials said he had been ill for some time. Little was serving 3 life sentences without the possibility of parole for killing 3 women in Los Angeles County in the 1980s. But he confessed to many more killings that occurred all over the country. And the FBI named him the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history. Little eventually confessed to strangling 93 women across the country between 1970 and 2005. He was a former boxer who punched and strangled most of his victims, whose deaths were often ruled as overdoses or other causes, according to the FBI. In October 2019, FBI officials said they believed his confessions in all 93 killings were credible and that they had verified 50 of them. So anyway, The blacks can claim the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history, and I think between Samuel Little and Coral Eugene Watts, between the two of them, their body count is higher than probably all the white serial killers in the past 100 years put together. So another liberal lie can be disposed of briefly by mentioning Samuel Little and Coral Eugene Watts. So anyway, back to you, Bob. 73's everyone. Thanks for picking up the net control tonight, and we'll see you guys Saturday. KAA-JOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
KO4FE, again, it's a pleasure to have you. I'm going to throw out Miss Laura said, warm greetings to all from the three of us. That would be Marty and Laura and the little fluff ball they call Quintessa. They're looking forward to getting back on the air, and I keep on badgering Marty to get his butt in gear and get back on the air, so wanted to throw that out. Mr. Ritchie, I'm up to you, sir. KB2DMD, KAA-JOY.
KAA-JOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD. Well, really good, Bob. And I'm sorry I couldn't hear Russ tonight, but that often happens. We get these... holes over a certain path where, you know, communications just don't work. I was hoping the band would improve and maybe I'd hear more, but I'm sure I'll get to hear him again. And, you know, hopefully he'll, figure out. I have a 7300 here, too. And, yeah, they're a pain with the menus and all that. that. But once he gets straightened out and gets an external speaker on that, I think he'll like it a lot. You mentioned, Bob, the Ohio governor just said that he would sign a bill to get rid of duty to retreat, and then also my attention was diverted momentarily, but something about nonprofit organizations not being held liable in certain instances. And, you know, and that brings us back to this whole rule of law thing. It does me, anyway. You know, the Democrats have been pushing for a long time, and successful in some instances, to hold firearms manufacturers liable for somebody that misuses their product. Now, you know, this is just one more example of how the law is just so one-sided. You know, they demand that we follow their rule of law. But, you know, look at what they've done with the rule of law. I mean, you know, some miscreant can take a firearm and use it to lean out of a car and shoot into a crowd of people, and somehow that's Colt's fault, or Smith & Wesson's fault, or Winchester's fault. You know, this is absolutely ridiculous, especially when you consider these vaccine manufacturers, before they come out with anything, the first thing they do is they get their lobby to go to Congress and have a bill introduced and eventually passed that says, you know, you can't sue us for what this vaccine does to you. You know, you could be vomiting the brains out of the back of your neck, and too bad. You know, this vaccine that we haven't even tested on a field mouse, we're going to pump it into your arm, and, you know, if you go into convulsions and die, you have no legal recourse. I mean, wait, what about Monsanto? Bob, look what they do. Well, every Monsanto head is, you know, a former head of the FDA, or, you know, that's all one big club, like Carlin used to say. They have a law that says you can't sue Monsanto for wrecking the planet with Roundup. You know, I would think the environmentalists and the greenies would be up in arms about that. You know, they always claim that they love the planet. Well, here's a company manufacturing something and selling it like candy that is, you know, causing some real health problems. No, but you can't sue Monsanto. You know, this is just one more example how the law is so one-sided. And you know, Bob, the people have been fed such a steady diet of this that they have Stockholm Syndrome. They begin to side with their captors. You know, in other words, you know, you'll have people say, oh, yeah, look at what they did down there at the Capitol building. You know, rule of law, rule of law. Meanwhile, the rule of law is beating them over the head and sticking it up their backside every day of their lives. And they still have it in their head that we've just got to kowtow and roll over. Just unbelievable. But that's the power of television. That's the power of the media. You know, they get inside people's heads. So I guess that's it for my my 73 speech. Thanks for running the net, and I'm probably going to go look at a movie on TV and then go look at the inside of my eyelids. KAHJLY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
Well, that is a good statement, KB2DMD. The vaccine people are not liable. Zero liability for these vaccines if they cause you to grow a third eye or your schmeckle falls off. But yeah, they want to say, oh, but the weapons manufacturers, it's all their fault. Are we going to blame the weapons manufacturer on killing that woman in the tundra in the Capitol building? It is sad. It's just, and you're right, the public is totally listening to that TV, and they believe everything they say. Everything's going to be free. We're going to pay for your college. It's going to be wonderful. Here, just take this little tablet, and we'll make you all better. Oh, my goodness. I pray just like you do, Richie. I pray for this country. I pray for our people that are in charge. It's still supposed to be we the people, not we Congress and we the House of Representatives. But remember, they closed with a men and a women. That's sad. That really is sad. Mr. Moe, out in the great state of Nebraska, KD0RSA, your final thoughts, KAHJOY.
KD0RSA, Moe here in Nebraska. Well, I jumped down to 3916. and I just made it back, so I'll tell you what I said on 3960. I'm glad I can get on this net and say what I want for a short time before we get into more socialist. But anyway, this is for all the Republican fathers that are going to be fathers or have been fathers for a very long time or something. Excuse me. The next war the Democrats start, make sure all the Republicans keep their boys home. And let the Democrats, being they started the war, let the Democrats go fight it. That'll clean out these cities, and some of them anyway, and let's just see how brave they are. They're rioting all the time, so, well, they ought to just be tough. We'll just see how tough they are. Anyway, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And of course, the last 2 months has made me quite upset. So I guess that's the way I am at 90 years old. But anyway, I'll do what I can to keep my great-grandsons home, and that's for sure. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Bob, KD0RSA, over.
Thank you, Mr. Moe. Thanks for jumping back up here with us, and we'll look forward to you on Saturday. KD0RSA, KHOI. Last on my list is Mr. Randall for your final thoughts. Whiskey 5, Romeo Mike, KHOI.
Oh, goodness, yes. I agree with everything everybody's saying. I tell you, it's a mess. But anyways, thanks for getting me down. I'm just sitting here listening and enjoying. But that's about all I got. 73, KW5, Oreo.
Alrighty, Randall, thank you for joining us every Saturday night at 2200 hours Eastern Standard Time and Wednesday night, 2200 hours Eastern Standard Time. And for Texas, what are you? Are you 2 hours different than we are or 1 hour over?
It's Central Standard Time. It's 2223 right now.
Alrighty, so you're 1 hour different, so it'd be 2100 hours for both nights. Hope to see you here again. With that being said, let me see if I have any people with a final comment before I close the net. This is KAHJOY for the Real Liberty Net. Nothing heard, and I'm looking at my screen, and I have not heard Mr. Jesse. I haven't seen him log on. And he's not sent me a text message, so I don't have an answer. But I guess no news is good news, because he knew to call me if he got in trouble, because I have not a good in, but I have a little bit of an in with someone with the Capitol Police. So with that being said, as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that possibly are with listening. And 73 to other Liberty Nets, such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, Miss Laura, N2JTTF, and Quintessa, that would be K1TTY, as they are absent. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. We need as much prayer as we can get, like Mr. Ritchie says. We need to be on our knees, but we need to stand up for America. This is KAHJOY.